will the bloodshed in Egypt cease? The Islamic world has been oppressed for the last 150 years. People have been martyred with no allowances made for women, children, or the elderly, driven from their homes and condemned to poverty. Those who remove the people who came to power through democratic elections in Egypt from their posts and a military coup are doing things we are all too familiar with in many parts of the Islamic world. They are detaining people the public brought to power in a popular vote on absolutely no legal grounds whatsoever. They are raining bullets down on people making peaceful protests in support of democracy while they pray. Snipers are shooting defenseless young people. Mafia-type gangs are beating and torturing people. They are trying to seize women and children seeking shelter in mosques. They can never get enough killing and bloodshed.
Others were said to have been trapped inside a mosque as fighting continued outside. The unrest wasn't limited to those cities.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. والله حصل تماما كده بعد صلاة الفجر، بعد ما كنا بنصلي الفجر وبندعي، الحرس الجمهوري هاجم على الناس، من ضرب رصاص حي، خرطوش، ما رحمش كبير ولا صغير، ست ولا شيخ، جالنا حالات هنا في المستشفى، حالات مضروبة بدماغها، وحاليا حالات ميتة دلوقتي في رصاص في الصدر، ورصاص في البطن، وفي الرجل، مفيش أدنى رحمة خالص، الرصاص اللي في الحي كله في الصدر. كل في الراس مفيش عرجات خطرة جدا اللي في الصدر واللي في البطن واللي في الرجل حرام يا جماعة حرام اللي بيحصل ده والله يا اخوانا حرام الصور اكبر الف دليل من نتكلم ده بص كم حالة عندنا ولا عندنا يمكن ولا حاجة خالص انت يا اخوانا بتموت حرام يا جماعة الكلام ده حرام يا اخوانا الكلام ده احنا في رابعة بنموت دلوقتي احنا في رابعة بنموت بنتدمح بالرصاص الحي يا اخوانا كل واحد شريف كل امرأة شريفة تنزل تساعدنا احنا بنموت من الجيش بتاعنا عشان السيسي عاوز منصب يا اخوانا الرصاص كله حي في الصدر وفي البطن وفي الرجل مفيش رحمة لاخوك المسلم ولا المصري الرصاص بيخش في المخ بيطلع الناحية التانية معناش اي اجهزة خالص حرام يا اخوانا
fire on demonstrators during a peaceful protest in suburban Cairo describing the scene as a slaughter.
While all this is going on, there are still those who cannot call a coup and who lack the courage to speak out that the violence must cease. The scores of Muslims being martyred are almost never reported in the Western press.
Hospital and Nasser City were overwhelmed with casualties after the Egyptian army had opened fire on protesters.
Some supposedly Muslim countries are not in the slightest bit uneasy at abandoning their brothers, with whom they share the same book, the same prophets, and the same God, to persecution. All this injustice and cruelty shows Muslims a most important truth. If the Islamic world is not united, if all Muslims do not embrace one another with love, irrespective of sect, community, race, or language, if they do not learn to protect and watch over one another, these sufferings will never end. But if the 1.5 billion strong Islamic world is united, then it will never even occur to anyone to cause oppression to others, let alone Muslims. Let us not forget, unity is what God commands, while division is a trap. Hold fast to the rope of God. Do not separate.